Seattle is a very different place right now as the coronavirus spreads. Large gatherings are canceled, all schools are closed, and people are practicing safe social distancing to avoid contact. We want to take a closer look now at ride sharing. Drivers in Seattle will meet early next week with Uber and county health officials, and their goal is to hammer out more detailed coronavirus guidance. Drivers have a lot of questions about how to protect themselves and their customers. They can easily carry 15 to 20 passengers a day and have no idea if any of them is sick. Joshua McNichols from member station KUOW has more.
Late last month, Uber driver Derek Kay picked up a passenger in Seattle and drove him 12 minutes to Google's offices just north of downtown. The man told Kay he had just arrived from Milan, Italy.
And he started telling me about the coronavirus fallout that was happening there around Milan. And he was saying he was kind of glad to get out of there.
Kay remembers the passenger coughing into his hand.
And after I dropped him off, he was my last rider. I took the leather wipes that I had in the car and I wiped down the seats.
Kay also opened the car windows.
But, you know, I kept thinking about that rider as the news kept going on, and especially as I started getting symptoms, and thinking that he'd been right there.
The symptoms Kay developed a few days later were consistent with the coronavirus. He tried to get tested, but couldn't. Still, just to be safe, he turned the back half of his house into a quarantine zone. Kay's story illustrates a fear held by many Uber and Lyft drivers at this moment, getting sick and getting others sick. Uber and Lyft declined to be interviewed and pointed to safety advice they'd sent to drivers. In an email, an Uber spokesperson said drivers will be allowed to decline a customer without penalty if they suspect the virus.
I wouldn't say it's an effective piece of guidance, because how would the driver be able to know who is infected?
That's Ahmed Mumin, a full-time Uber driver and the director of the Seattle Rideshare Drivers Association. Mumin says drivers need useful guidance on questions like, are there some places they should not pick up passengers? Can a driver protect themselves by opening a window? And he's wondering if Uber can pay drivers who self-quarantine.
Is there any way that Uber could help those drivers stuck in their houses for 14 days? No income. Uber was the only source of income.
Earlier this week, Uber and Lyft confirmed they'll provide funds to infected drivers and to drivers quarantined by a public health agency. They haven't released details yet. Meanwhile, there are things drivers can do to keep people safe, says Dr. Guy Palmer. He's an expert on emerging infectious diseases at Washington State University. He says drivers should use an alcohol or bleach wipe to wipe down door handles and seatbelt buttons after each customer.
The back of the seat, the headrest, just quick wipe downs of those would reduce the risk of transmission.
The virus mostly spreads through contaminated surfaces.
The virus is encapsulated in what's called a droplet, some kind of fluid, and then the driver touches that surface, then touches their face.
He spoke via Skype. Uber and Lyft now say they'll distribute a limited supply of cleaning products to drivers free of charge. It won't be nearly enough for every driver to disinfect every car after every rider, but the move begins to help drivers protect themselves, their families, and their customers. For NPR News, I'm Joshua McNichols in Seattle.